It is Thursday, April 29th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
For the first time last night, and just short of his 100th day in office, President Joe Biden addressed a joint session of Congress. He said America's on the move again and back to stay. Got it, Jack? Meanwhile, three new studies reveal the plague of environmental racism. Lung-damaging air pollution harms black Americans at rates more than 20% above the average. And lastly, the feds raided the home and office of Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The warrant was apparently held up until Merrick Garland became Attorney General.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
It's a wonk's delight. The Biden administration yesterday detailed a $1.8 trillion policy plan to expand access to education, reduce the cost of childcare, and support women in the workforce, according to the New York Times. The American Families Plan, as the White House calls it, includes $1 trillion in new spending and $800 billion in tax credits, much of which is aimed at expanding access to education and childcare. The package includes financing for universal pre-kindergarten, a federal paid leave program, efforts to make childcare more affordable, free community college for all, aid for students at colleges that historically serve non-white communities, expanded subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, and an extension of new federal efforts to fight poverty. It's to be financed by additional taxes on high earners. Biden presented the details to a joint session of Congress last night. Biden spoke to a House chamber that was sparsely populated but fully masked. He listed some accomplishments from his first 100 days, including progress against the pandemic and campaigns against hunger, opioid addiction, and child poverty. He laid out what his plans could yet accomplish, such as creating jobs to replace hazardous lead pipes and providing child care and elder care for hundreds of thousands of families. And he pushed back against skepticism that democracies can't compete against autocracies in the 21st century by showing what government can do to meet people's needs. He praised labor unions and criticized greedy CEOs. Biden said, quote, trickle-down economics has never worked, and it's time to grow the economy from the bottom and the middle out, end quote. Surprising, encouraging. Now let's see it get done. Racism is in the air we breathe. Nearly every source of the nation's most pervasive and deadly air pollutant disproportionately affects Americans of color, regardless of their location or income level, this according to the Washington Post. The news comes from a study published yesterday in the journal Science Advances, authored by researchers from five universities. The analysis of fine particle matter, which includes soot, shows how decisions made decades ago about where to build highways and industrial plants continue to harm the health of Black, Latino, and Asian Americans today. Particles studied have diameters of no more than 2.5 micrometers, 1/30th the width of a human hair, and can become embedded in the lungs. Known as particulate matter 2.5, they account for up to 200,000 premature U.S. deaths each year. The Post says the new paper, coupled with two other analyses also released yesterday, bolsters the argument that environmental advocates have made for years, that Black, Latino, Asian, and Native Americans bear a heavier burden. And this growing body of research is showing the full scope of the problem. Joshua Apte, one of the authors, said, quote, the deck is stacked against people of color for almost every emission source, end quote. The study found that Black people are exposed to 21% more fine particulate pollution compared to average Americans, according to the Post. Exposure was 18% greater for Asian Americans and 11% more for Hispanics. White Americans, by contrast, have 8% less pollution exposure than the average. This is yet another urgent reason the country needs a Green New Deal.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
This isn't how you want to wake up on a weekday. The New York Times reports that federal investigators in Manhattan executed search warrants early yesterday at the home and office of Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor who became Donald Trump's personal lawyer, stepping up a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine. The investigators seized Giuliani's electronic devices and searched his Madison Avenue apartment and his Park Avenue office at about 6 a.m. Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello, called the searches unnecessary, according to the Times. Costello said, quote, "What they did today was legal thuggery," end quote. FBI agents on yesterday morning also executed a search warrant at the Washington area home of Victoria Tonsing, a lawyer close to Giuliani who had dealings with several Ukrainians involved in seeking negative information on the Bidens. Tonsing, a former federal prosecutor and senior Justice Department official, has also represented Dmitry Firtash, a Ukrainian oligarch under indictment in the United States whose help Giuliani sought. Federal authorities have focused on whether Giuliani illegally lobbied the Trump administration in 2019 on behalf of Ukrainian officials and oligarchs who were helping Giuliani search for damaging information on Trump's political rivals, including Joe Biden. The Times reports that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan and the FBI had sought for months to secure search warrants for Giuliani's phones and electronic devices. Under Trump, political appointees in the Justice Department repeatedly sought to block such a warrant. After Merrick Garland was confirmed as Biden's attorney general, the Justice Department lifted its objection to the search. It's funny how that works.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The city of Alameda, California yesterday identified three police officers who were placed on administrative leave in connection to the death of 26-year-old Mario Gonzalez, San Jose Mercury News reported. The officers are James Fisher, Cameron Lee, and Eric McKinley. Body camera footage shows officers pinned Gonzalez on the ground for about 5 minutes, attempting to arrest him. Gonzalez's family says the footage shows the officers murdered him after George Floyd, who can deny their outrage. The Guardian reports crematoriums in Delhi have become so overloaded by COVID-19 deaths that they're being forced to build makeshift funeral pyres on spare patches of land. And the BBC reports that police in India are prosecuting a man who used Twitter to try and find oxygen for his dying grandfather. Officers in Uttar Pradesh state charged Shankshank Yadav with spreading a rumor over oxygen shortages. I guess that's one way to deal with a problem, but not the right way. Connecticut will no longer allow a religious exemption from childhood immunization requirements for schools, colleges, and daycare facilities, this according to the AP. It becomes the sixth state to end that policy under California, New York, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Maine. More than 2,000 opponents rallied outside the state capitol building, arguing the legislation infringes on their religious liberties and parental rights. Ah, yes, the God-given right to let your children contract preventable illnesses and, of course, infect others. Workers trying to block the sale of a Renault car parts factory held seven managers against their will for 12 hours in the latest boss napping to hit French industry, according to The Guardian. A union rep said the union had decided to release the managers because, quote, they still didn't want to have a dialogue, end quote. Well, at least they tried.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us live this afternoon at noon for the Majority Report or later as a podcast. We'll be talking to David Dayen about the first 100 days of the Biden administration and maybe the next 100 days.